October 29th, 2009, Bhajan Rahasyam class, we were discussing this idea of Adarshanam Mamatam Kurotava, about Radharani's praying that my heart will be broken in separation from you. And there's a nice verse that describes this. It's not in the Bhajan Rahasyam itself, but it's a very beautiful verse from the 10th canto, chapter 32, called the Reunion, verse 21. Krishna, of course, has left the gopis, and he was with Radharani. Radharani left, and Krishna left, and he found her. Then she wanted him to carry her because she was too tired from wandering here and there. And so then she said, "Please carry me wherever you want to go." And Krishna bent down and said, "Please, you get on my shoulders. You can ride piggyback." It's called piggyback. We call it piggyback. Like the little kid will say to the father, "Daddy, I want to ride piggyback." Piggyback means he gets up and sits on his shoulders. So Krishna said, "Radharani, you get on my shoulders." So he crouched down on the banks of the Jamuna. And then Radharani went to climb on his shoulders, and Krishna disappeared. And they became so sad. And Radharani was so forlorn and crying in separation, and all the gopis were wandering here and there, and they met up with her. And they were crying out, "Gopi Gita," and then finally there was reunion, chapter 32. And then the gopis were very disturbed by that separation. They felt so much pain. So then they were inquiring from him, "What kind of lover are you? What kind of treatment is this?" And then he explained, I'm something, I'm not, you said, you know, I'm not a businessman type lover. I don't give and take, and I'm not ungrateful. I'm something different. A fourth category, which you couldn't even conceive of. That I'm not ungrateful, and I'm not a businessman, and I'm not Atmaram, but I just wanted to test your love. So this is text 21. Avam. This is about Adarshanam, where the gopis are saying, "Oh Krishna, you're breaking my heart." Radharani's praying, "Oh, you're breaking my heart by not being visible or present before me." Avam Madart Artojita Loka, Ivamad Artojita Loka Veda, Swanam Hivo Mai Yanovritiye Bala, Maya Paroksham Bhajatati Rohitam, Masuyatam Mahartatat Priyam Priya, Tiro. We have Tirobhav and Avirbhav. Tirobhav means separation. So Krishna is replying to the Sakis when he met them again after the separation in Gopi Gita. He said, "Listen, you're asking me about what type of lover I am." And I replied, and this verse he explains, "Listen, my dear Sakis, understanding that simply for my sake, mad arto jita, lokaveda, for my sake you've rejected the lokaved, the opinion of worldly people, lokvichar, vox populi. You don't care about what the people in Barsan or Yavat would say, and you ran to me in the middle of the night, and you rejected the Vedas. Madarto, my art, for Krishna's art. Projita, it says, Ujita Loka Veda, Swanam Hivo Mai Anuvrittade. For me, for my pleasure, for my happiness, you didn't care about worldly opinion. What will people say in the village? What rumors will be spread about you for running in the dead of night? Perchance someone may have seen you. Oh, who is that? Running through the darkness, leaving her home secretly, running through the darkness. Isn't that so-and-so gopi? Where is she going? She's married. Where is she going in the middle of the night? It's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 9:30 at night. Where is she going? It's dark. I think she's going to see Krishna. Really? Oh, they don't care about any kind of rumors or kind of bad ideas and talks that would happen. They didn't care about the Vedas, about what is Sri Dharma, what is the proper Dharma, Sri Dharma. They didn't care about the Dharma or the relatives. So I know that for my sake, you did all that. But I acted, I acted as I did. So you acted out of your love. Why did you act like that? Krishna is saying, you ran away and disregarded everything for my sake, from art. Art means benefit. Dharma, art, kam, moksha, wealth, objective, benefit. For me, for my happiness, pleasure. So, and you're questioning, why did I act like I acted? You think that I was a Krita, you thought I was Guru Drohi, Kritagya, or that I was Atmaram. You're saying, "Oh, you're Atmaram, you don't care, you're self-satisfied, you're just don't care about us, so you're treating us like this? He said, no, let me explain why I acted like I did. I acted like I did to increase your attachment to me. Even when I removed myself from your sight, when I hid from you, by suddenly disappearing, I never stopped loving you. It's not like in America, they have this phrase, out of sight, out of mind. I have this phrase, out of sight, out of mind. In other words, it means, if I see you, you're my lover, or, oh yes, I love you so much. But then I don't see you anymore, then I go in the market, I see some other girl, she looks nice. Oh, hello, how are you? What's your cell phone number? So, someone new is in my sight, it's new darshan, so then I'm thinking I'm attracted there. So Krishna is saying, I'm not like this, out of sight, out of mind. You thought that you think like this. Let me reassure you by my words that, okay, I left you. Radharani left Rasadansa. I went searching for her. I found her. We wandered together. Then I even left Radharani. Then all of you together looked for me and cried for me, Gopi Geet. But I never stopped loving you. Therefore, my beloved gopis, please do not keep any bad feelings toward me, your beloved. Because they felt something disturbed. They felt a little angry. How is it? Is it something wrong with us? Maybe our love is not genuine or sincere, so he left us. Or is there something wrong with him? That he's some type of businessman or some type of ungrateful person. And Krishna's saying, it's not like this. Vrishna Chakravartipad gives this tika. This is the gopis. The gopis are saying, yes, Krishna, it is true that you fully respond both to the devotees who have not achieved prema and to those who have achieved prema. And Krishna is telling this in Gita, chapter 4, verse 11. Yayatamam prabhadyante tam stativa bhajamyam. Okay, Krishna, it's true that if someone is a sadhak, he's not siddha, or what to speak of, nitya siddha or parishad, nitya parishad, you reciprocate and respond to him in kind, even if he's not on the level of prema. If he's aspiring for your love, he's doing sadhana bhakti, he's aspiring to be your loving servant, you reciprocate and you respond to him. And also, those that are your premika bhaktas, your premi bhaktas, the brajagopis, like us. Yes, it's true that you fully respond. But now it seems that you've counted us among these ordinary living beings, since you're also acting in this manner with us. In other words, those sadhakas who attain prema, you fully respond with them. But are we like that? Are we? We're just ordinary devotees that have attained sadhana siddha devotees, or we're devotees that attain prema. There's nothing extraordinary about us. We're all lumped in with your general class, your generic class of premi bhaktas. Anticipating these doubtful words of the gopis, Krishna said. So Krishna was already thinking, because before we speak, as Prabhupada said, an intelligent man thinks twice before he speaks. Of course, that excludes me and most everyone else. We don't really think twice. We don't even think. Sometimes people say, aren't you thinking? Weren't you thinking before you spoke? Well, no. We simply impulsively speak or react. We're reactionary. Something happens, hey, what's this? We don't deeply think. Prabhupada did say that. So Krishna is anticipating, I know the gopis are thinking a certain way, and they may want to say something. So before they say it, before they intimate or say what's on their mind or what they may be thinking, I'm going to respond to it. So Krishna is anticipating that they may doubt. So in this verse, in 21, verse 21, he's saying, listen, you're in a special category. Even if I'm not with you, I'm fully absorbed in you. I never stop loving you for a second. I never forget about you. He says, dearly beloveds, the dust of your lotus feet, the dust of your lotus feet is more dear to me than countless millions of my own lives. So now he's separating the gopis. Now, wait a minute. You're not an ordinary premi bhakta. You're not an ordinary sadhana siddha gopi or sadhana siddha personality. Nitya Mukta, some jivas attain perfection. This is what you are to me. That not only you, but the dust of your feet, but to speak of your form, your tano, your form, your love, your embrace, your association, the intimacy of exchanges and Sringhara Rasa, Rati Kali. Forget about all that. and the speciality of all those services and intimacies that we share in our Madhurya Ras or our Madhurya Bhav. The dust of your feet is so wonderful. The dust of your feet is more dear to me. Let me die a million times. Millions of my life, I can let me die once and I'd be reborn and die a million times. That's how valuable the dust of your feet is to me. Now do you understand what you are to me? Do you understand? What do I have to tell you? How do I have to explain it? Please forgive me for my wickedness. Wickedness means my bad treatment. For treating you like ordinary persons today. For my sake you gave up worldly opinion by ignoring what is proper and improper, and also the Vedas, by ignoring what is religious and irreligious. You didn't care for dharma and adharma. Obviously, it's extremely adharmic for a married woman to run out in a jungle in the middle of the night and dance with some other man. That's extremely adharmic. And so much pop and sin and reaction for that. It's all told in the Vedas. Even reactions are told. The pop is there and the papa fall is described in Veda. In addition, you gave up your affection for relatives, swanam, and wealth and friends to come to me. This is sacrifice. Krishna is appreciating the intense degree of the gopi's sacrifice for him. Because sacrifice means giving up. Like we sacrifice. Today we're fasting for Ekadasi, so we sacrifice the pleasure of eating Krishna prasad. It's also pleasurable. Pait bolo anande, bajarada govinde. Pait bolo anande, bajarada. It's anand. When the pait is full, when the stomach is full, it's blissful. So we forego, we sacrifice the pleasure of akanta bhog, eating up to the neck Krishna prasad on the Ekadasi. We sacrifice. But the sacrifice that we undergo cannot measure the sacrifice of the gopis. Sacrifice your friends, your relatives, swanam. Tustijam yaswajanam. Jitwa says in 10th canto, Uddhava's prayers, he says, Dustijam aryapatam chahitwa. Swajanam, swajanam, dustijam. Swajana, your own people, dustijam. Ah, bah, dustijam. Ah, I don't care. My husband, my sister, my brother, my mother, my mother-in-law. I don't care. I don't care. Whatever you say, I don't care. I'm running to Krishna. I'm going to Krishna. Curse me, kill me, slight me, beat me. Incarcerate me, imprison me. Dustyajam. This word, dustyajam. Dustyajam means, I don't give a damn. You can slander me all over the society. Do you know what so-and-so's wife is doing? Do you know what so-and-so is doing? Oh, this, that. Tell anything you want to tell. Spread any rumor. Tell any lie. Magnify it. Exaggerate it. Do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to Krishna. In this life, I'm going to attain Krishna. Right now, tonight, before your very eyes. Zoom. They're gone. Yadustyajam swajanam tvam gopis. Now Krishna knows that. Krishna knows our hearts. He knows the level of our sacrifice. He knows the intensity of our surrender. And he reciprocates accordingly. And look how he's reciprocating with these gopis. In order to increase your loving propensity, anuvrittaye, I have responded to you invisibly, as I do with ordinary devotees. I disappeared from your sight with a desire to hear your love-filled lamentations. The vilap. Gopi Gita is full of vilap. And it's vilap rag. It's not like this rag for these verses of Gopi Gita. It's you know, tavakatam ritam. Taptajivanam. It's like this. We might recite Gopi Geet, but the actual rag is Vilap rag. They're actually crying. Each verse they're crying. And they're very slow. Because they're lamenting and they're offering their hearts with great yearning and lamentation. Where have you gone? Are you like this, like that? So Krishna wanted to hear that. He wanted to hear and measure the intensity of their attachment and love for him. So he played hide and seek. It's one of Krishna's leelas, luka luki, and kamvan. Krishna plays with the coward boys and sometimes the gopis hide and seek. Radharani, cover your eyes and count to 100. Ek, do, teen, char, panch, sat, at, nasat, jayat. And then Krishna runs. He runs and hides behind some big rocks or some goes in some kandara, some cave. And then Radharani says, so, or 100, whatever. And then she tries to look, oh, Krishna, kaha, Krishna. And she's looking here and there. And by different indications, she figures out where Krishna is. He runs into a cave, and Kamyavan, or Anyvan, somewhere. Kamyavan, there's many caves on that side of Braj, Rajasthan side. Of course, also in Gavarvan, or Nandagan is also caves. Where there's mountains, there must be caves. Govardhan, there's caves. That can be Nandagan, or Barsana. Krishna's hiding in a cave, and Radharani's looking, oh, where is he? There's so many caves, and so many boulders, and so many groves, and so many trees, and so many kunjas, and nikunjas, and where is he? Where is he? He can be hiding behind the cow dung. Big piles of cow dung. He could be hiding there. Or he could be hiding. There's some bulls. There's some big bulls sitting there under the kadamba tree. Maybe he's hiding between those bulls. He can be hiding anywhere. How to find him? So she's looking. Oh. See that tree growing on the top of that mountain? And see, and there's something dripping from that tree. Don't. She sees this tree, this kadamba tree, and there's something dripping from the branches. And she looks closer and closer inspection. She says, oh, look at that, huge. There's a huge beehive there. So many madhukar there, so many thousand bees surrounding that. And dripping from that, there's dripping from that beehive is so much honey is dripping down. So Radharani's seeing this constant stream of honey dripping from the branches of the kadamba tree. Like that bird. And she looked down and she saw, oh, there's a cave there. This tree is dropping honey on the entrance to this cave. It seems to me that my honey pie is inside this cave. Honey pie means my beloved. It's an American word for your wife, my honey pie, my sweet pie. I think my Madhurya Sri Krishna is inside this cave, although there's so many caves. So Radharani runs, says, Krishna! Because it's all dark inside, and he's dark. It's all, when you look inside, you're outside a cave, you can't see. It's all dark. Krishna, you're there. Hey! Oh, Priyatam. Oh, my sweet one. Oh, Madhur, oh, Madhur, Priyatam, oh, sweet one, come, you're there. Then Radharani looks, and then finally she sees Krishna's eyes looking out from the cave. Such beautiful effulgence coming from his eyes. Because in the presence of Radharani, Krishna becomes extremely effulgent. Because before, in the presence of the light, in the presence of the light of Radharani's Mahabhav, Krishna becomes very effulgent. So his eyes start to sparkle. His eyes start to give off sparks. So Krishna, his eyes are like, you know, just giving out this wonderful prem jyoti, wonderful light of love. And then Krishna comes out of the cave and says, yes, you found me. So Krishna, he plays hide and seek with the devotees, with Radharani, with Sridham, Subal. And he plays hide and seek with the sadhakas. We are searching for God. We are seeking God. Krishna Kahan, hey Rad, hey Vrajadeva Keja Lalite, hey Nanda Suno Kutaha, Shri Govardhana Kalpa Padapatale Kalindi Vanye Kutaha. Where are you, Krishna? It's all about searching. Search for Sri Krishna. The Goswamis are searching. The Goswamis are the Manjris. Rupa Manjri, Rati Manjri. They're searching. They're searching for Krishna on behalf of Radha and Nitya Leela. And they're searching for Krishna on behalf of the sadhakas in this Boma Leela, in the sadhaka Leela. They're searching for Krishna to show the sadhakas. Yes, we must search for Krishna deeply in the caves of our heart as a sadhaka. We have so many caves and mountains in our heart, and we have to search for Krishna there. Where is Krishna? Hey, Krishna, where are you? Krishna's hiding from us. We're searching. He's hiding. Radharani's hiding. Krishna's searching. Krishna's hiding. Usually Radharani's also hiding. Krishna's searching for her also. In their game of luka-luki. They both play. You get caught and then you have to count and then the other one counts and the other one hides. So he disappears from our sight and makes us cry and search and cry and search. The gopis, Krishna disappeared and they cried. Gopi Geet. So Krishna is not appearing before us. He's hiding. So we should be crying like Gopi Geet, and crying Gopi Geet. Every night in Krishna Balaram temple for Kartik, all the devotees are gathering together to cry out the Gopi Geet. They're singing a Gopi Geet together with a proper rag, I suppose, and very sweet. Everyone's gathering together, just like all the gopis got together. It's very nice. And just a half a kilometer from the Krishna Balaram temple, in this near Govindagat, at Yamuna Pulina, near Sringarvat, all the gopis sat on the banks of Yamuna, there, together, in unison. And they all cried out their hearts in Gopi Geet. And now, a half a kilometer away in Ramanreti, all the aspiring gopis, all the aspiring mandris, sit together around Radhasham, and they cry out for Radhasham every night in Kartik, singing Gopi Geet. That's part of their evening program there. So this is from this section. This is the reunion. That finally, reunion. It's called reunion. Gopakumar meets Krishna. Reunion. The gopis meet Krishna. Reunion. The sadhaka meets Krishna. Reunion. This chapter is called reunion. To meet again. Unite again. Reunion. To unite again. To be together again. Viraha. Sambhog. Viraha separation. Sambhog. Union. Be separated from the beloved, to be together with the beloved. So they were separated in Gopi Geet. The gopis, it says the gopis' songs of separation in English. So we are aspiring gopis, and we're singing our song in separation. What is our song? It's a very simple song. You learn it right away. In the very beginning, we're singing our Gopi Geet. We're singing our song of separation. Very simple song. Everyone knows it. I hope so by now. Only three words in this song. Hare Krishna and Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is our song in separation. This is our flute song. This is our swan song. This is the song that we're singing to attract Krishna. He's hiding, we're searching. We're crying and searching for Krishna. And Krishna goes on to solace and comfort the gopis. With such pitiful exclamations of repentance, this is Vishnu saying, with pitiful exclamations of repentance, Krishna states that he has done a great injustice. So Krishna is saying, actually, I'm sorry, I wasn't very nice, but I had a purpose in mind to proclaim your love to the entire creation and also to intensify your love and separation, but I admit, it was a little cruel. Wasn't so nice what I did. So I'm repentant. I'm sorrowful. And I'm conveying that here. And then Krishna says, all right, I was a little unjust with you. And then Krishna said, devotees such as you gopis have never existed either in the past, present, or in the future. There are no other devotees like you whose attraction for me is so great that it never decreases even by one atom. O gopis, please forgive this injustice of mine, which I did to show the other premi bhaktas the great glory of your love and separation. Because the gopis were insinuating, you're treating us like any other premi bhakta. And the Krishna is saying, no, what I did with you, it may seem unjust, but please understand what supreme position you are holding, and how what I did was just to illuminate the hearts of other premi bhaktas, that they may think that they're wonderful, they're great. Please forgive me for my lack of consideration of you. You should not be inimical or find fault with me, because I am dear to you. Certainly lovers do not take to heart the faults of their beloved, Priyam. This is verse 21 from 10th canto, chapter 32, from Rasa Panchadaya. This verse is a commentary on this Astamyam Sarana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This explains Adarshanam Mamatam Karotava. The gopis, Radharani is saying, oh, you may break my heart by not being present before me, by hiding from me, by not revealing yourself to me. But still, no matter what you do, I am your eternal loving servant. Gopis bhav. What is their bhav? The extent of their love. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants us to understand deeply the love of the gopis. So he's presented this Prem Bhajan section, this Prem Bhajan, which is the last chapter of Bhajan Rahasyam, chapter 8. And it's, we're going in that direction towards this Gopi Prem. And these verses are nourishing us to bring us in that direction.